that, guys, we always begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. Agenda was sent out in time for the meeting. Do I have any additions, corrections, or changes to the agenda as presented? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion. We got a second.
Second.
I got a second. Dr. Newman, thank you. And all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Wonderful. All right, I don't think I've got any opening remarks except, well, we just had sort of our opening remarks about the start of school. Very exciting, cool stuff. And with that, we don't have any special guests, we don't have any committee members, all that sort of stuff. Let's go right to our minutes. Minutes were presented 22 July. Do I have any changes or corrections to the minutes from July? Give you a moment to just kind of sweep it one more time. All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
All right. She's a little faster than you were on
Sorry.
That one, I think.
Sorry.
We do have a motion to approve.
She was faster than I was here.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions, snows, anybody don't care? Pass. Thank you. All right, guys, let us get into the rest of the agenda. Public comment. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Cool. All right. James, to you, sir.
The spreadsheet with the supporting bank statement for the month of July for the checking account and an extract of the website for the savings account. The only activity that occurred during the month of July between the two accounts is a penny of accrued interest in the savings account. So we started the month July 1st at $6,841.81, and we finished at $6,841.82.
Love that penny.
I mean, honestly,
isn't that just bang?
It is fantastic. A couple things. One is tomorrow I'm picking up a check from the state for the school payment to go to USDA. I will put that into the bank account. Probably tomorrow afternoon. I'm presuming that's the $190,000+ amount that's out there. And then, based on what I'm hearing, is I'll probably have to be doing that type of transaction on a monthly basis to pick up a check from the state to be able to put it into the bank account.
Why? See, now we were able to do electronic transfer from us. No, pardon me, from the school to WSFS, and they were able to sweep. Why are we not able to do that?
I don't know the answer to the question. I said, isn't this electronic? And Arl said, no, you got to pick up the check. So I didn't push it any further.
Mm.
But I would like to see if there's a way that we can possibly do that going forward. Because to pick up the check for the two mortgage payments, principal interest,
that's going
to
be a pain.
Will be a rather challenging coming towards the end of the year when I'm engaged in other things. So. The state treasurer's office down Dover off of whatever the Silver Lake, behind Silver Lake.
Well, because that's close to me,
what
we can do is if we can't get this electronic transfer,
we can probably give you the bank deposit slips with the bank account and go from that standpoint.
Yep, I might be able to help you out, obviously, on that. And as you guys know, we've got two big payments this time, right? We've got the big 190, which is the end of, well, it's coming up in this, like, weeks, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it's the beginning part of, it'll be probably September 3rd, the first Monday, since it falls on a
Right.
It's the Tuesday, since the Monday falls on a holiday.
So it'll be Tuesday the 3rd, and that is the big payment to USDA of interest only. And then we start our monthly pays in October of the 24.9 or the 25K, which begins our principal and interest on the loan. And again, the issue is, if you guys remember last year, the school was able to electronically transfer the $190 into our WSFS account, and then USDA was able to sweep it from there. Now it sounds like we've got to do paper, and we've got to do hard stuff. So we're going to have to look into whether we're going to be able to do any electronic transfers.
The next piece that's out there, and we have not talked about that, but we have the golf outing for the school from Shoreline on the 24th of September. I don't know when that check will be cut, but presumably that will either go directly into the school's account or into the board's account. But I would presume that that's going to happen sometime after the 24th, because I don't think they'll have the check ready or anything that's finalized by that period of time.
All right. No worries. All right.
Cool. All right. Questions, comments to Jim on the treasurer's report? Pretty status quo. Nothing too hot on that. Finance report. July numbers, Pat's not with us. Draft budget, you guys saw that. We're working off of the draft budget. We'll wait till Pat gets here. You'll see the two things. First, you'll see the finance report Monday month ending July, and then the web report. We will hold those in advance until Pat gets with us. CBOC. No meeting. As you guys know, we're every other month, and the next, I believe, I want to say is November, is it?
Oh, I thought you said September.
September. I'm sorry. It is this month. It is. There it is. It is September 19th, CBOC, 1 o'clock in here. You all are not required, but are invited to attend, except for these two, which are part of the committee, and we'll get a look at how the budget's looking at that. That's 19 September, 1 o'clock in this room.
You said 19, Scott? Yep. Okay,
Thursday, yes, ma'am. Make a couple of notes here, sorry. Okay, guys. I'm going to keep moving on. Commandant's report, again, we'll wait till Pat gets here, which means we can move right into some committee reports. And Blair, you're up, boss, and I think, is this you?
Yes.
Cool. All
so
right.
I just gave a little bit of information about our fall participation numbers and some home events. So we've had a pretty good turnout for most sports. If you look at football, had 55 athletes that came out. Soccer is a little bit lower.
Yep.
We had 13, we only had 9 more preseason. We scraped up a couple more that came out once the start of school started, which was good last week. Volleyball has 15, so they'll have enough for a JV and a varsity. Across the country has 12 runners, and cheerleading started today, and they have 15 girls.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember them having that many.
We didn't have cheerleading last fall. We started last winter.
Well, that's why. Well, I remember last fall. I remember part of the winter, because we had it during the volleyball games. No. Didn't we have it during some of the basketball games?
We had more basketball, and that was in winter.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
all right.
Ms. Cousins and Ms. Erickson started that in wintertime, and they did a nice job with it last year. So.
Does this cheerleading band last the whole year, or is this just the fall cheerleading
So this is crew. Probably be fall and winter, depending on if hopefully, well, some of those girls may play basketball, but cheerleading will be for fall and winter.
All right. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thus far, we've collected $12,948 in athletic fees. We still have a couple that athletes who only paid half, so there should be between cheerleading started today, probably another $5,000 should be collected of that, which is pretty good.
I'd say so.
And then you see at the bottom, we have home sporting events. Football has 4 home football games, first one being next week, Friday. Next Friday. Soccer, they have 5 home events. Volleyball has the most. Cross country has 1.
And where is the home played at volleyball?
Is
it in the gym?
Yep,
okay.
We can play home games here for volleyball.
Because it's only one net.
It's only one net, and it's the court's big enough.
Okay.
It's not a full basketball court, so that's good. Cross country has 1 home event, so everybody has at least 1 home event, which is good. And then Providence Creek, part of our agreement of letting us practice back there, is that they're going to play their home games here.
Oh, okay.
So they have 3 football games and 1 soccer game. So far.
All right.
Depending, they have teams. They only had 12 kids on a football team. So.
All right.
So are these dates football? Or
this is
football and soccer?
Yeah.
Providence Creek, the 10th, the 17th, and the 23rd are football, and the 24th is their soccer game.
Okay.
Now, that agreement that Providence Creek, is that something where they're paying to use the field or helping with the fees at all, or helping with like the
So
maintenance fees, or
what happened last year? We practiced back there, football practice back there at no cost. They were expecting to play up here. Their two home games. Well, obviously the field wasn't ready to practice back there for lacrosse in the winter and in the spring. We paid up $500 to use that facility, and then football's practicing back there again at no cost in exchange to let play.
Okay. All right. How are we doing that?
Just because we don't have enough practice.
Right. Well, and I was obviously getting because. Between the football and the soccer, and their football and soccer, it's a lot of use on the field. But it sounds like we've got a pretty good arrangement with Providence Creek.
Yeah, and we just moved three more soccer games, our home soccer games, away just because of that multiple use of the field. So.
And as it relates to their fields, did we tear it up? I mean, how did we do with practice on their fields back there?
They get torn up. I mean, it's mostly weeds. It's not really grass, but it's surface purpose. I mean, by I would say another 3 or 4 weeks, it's mostly gonna be dirt.
But, okay.
It's okay.
One last question, at least for me. What the property that we use for lacrosse over here, the little field, the little hay field that's right on the entrance, is that owned by the factory?
Yes.
So do we know how much land is actually sitting on that spit? Because I assume it includes the forest up to the street and into that little wetland and that forest area. Do we know how much is sitting there? The question, of course, is that a reasonable practice field?
The way it sits now, no, because it's
got
hay.
Slant.
So I mean, even when you cut it, there's still clumps. So. It's not flat per se. I mean, it's not like grass. It's pretty lumpy. I would say you could practice soccer on it. You can practice football on it. It goes uphill the entire way, going back towards the factory. But if it was replanted, obviously the answer would be yes. But as it sits now, it's.
Nah, it's barely adequate for a rough practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Including the wood is 13 acres.
Is that how much is sitting there?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Anything else for Blair on sports and all that sort of stuff?
When's homecoming game? Football.
So I don't know if we're necessarily going to do homecoming per se this year, but it's going to be the 10-4 game against St. Andrews.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what we talked about.
Is it the fourth?
Yeah, the fourth. So the ninth and the sixth and the fourth are Friday afternoon games, and then it becomes too dark after on Friday afternoons. So then we move the 26th and the second are Saturday games.
The time frame for the sixth and fourth are 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
First game, football's the fourth.
The sixth.
No.
Next Friday.
Next Friday is first one here. Then, essentially, the homecoming here, St. Andrews at 4.
That's correct.
All right, guys. Sorry. Make a couple of notes. Cool. Anything else, Blair? All right, very well. Moving on, Miss Leslie.
I want to take one and pass it down.
Take one down, pass it around.
Thank you,
man. Okay. So, want to talk about the social media marketing plan / social media plan for the academy, and basically goal to increase awareness and visibility for the academy by utilizing social media. I focused on Facebook and Instagram. We don't have too much of a presence in some of the other areas. You know, we could expand, but that's where I first started. But and also, you know, I'd say the outcome of the additional awareness could ultimately lead to increased student application rate and or resources from outside contributors. So certainly, as we do more this year, it's something that I would look at to measure if we think we were successful from a social media standpoint. So our target audience is certainly the current First State Military Academy. I'll say parents. I think you're going to get your most bang for your buck from there. Those students do to share a certain amount. Certainly we want them to help us gain interest in the school by sharing and tagging posts to additional more Facebook pages. Just example, the recent Naval Honor School post on Facebook had 24 shares. And, you know, if someone has an average of 100 friends, we're getting good placement out there. So we kind of like that one. So that was, you know, just a kind of first test, and this is something we would monitor. And then certainly we want new audiences as we branch outside, you know, our own home First State Military Academy social network. And that's where we want to talk about tagging and linking to other pages.
So let's talk about new audiences.
Yeah.
And maybe we ought to go back to our parents.
Sure.
Do we have any sense, and Bob, I'm kind of looking over there too, do we have any sense of what kind of response rate we get when Pat sends out a commandant's message, or there is a action, a response required by a commandant's message, sign up for this, do this, respond to and pay your athletic fees? Do we have any sense of what kind of response rate we're getting and how effective that is?
None that I've heard of from Pat.
Does Miss Patty have a sense?
I don't know that he does that often. Yeah. Frankly,
right.
With the parents, that when he sends out once he does hear back on the ones that want to complain about something,
yeah.
Right.
He's changing a word on something, he hears back on that pretty quickly. But as far as you know, willingness to help or get involved, or how many are actually reading something, I don't have a feel for that. Patty says he's fairly busy on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She gets a lot of hits on Facebook. There's a certain group of parents that are pretty active on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to get with her as to how large she feels that is. I don't know.
Yeah, and I can't. So last year, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know if parent, if Pat called it Parents Night when he invites the parents to come in. And,
yep.
You know, I was here. There were four other parents, two couples here. Like, we're not, you know, so, and I don't know if that is they read it versus they came out here. So I just think there's a big opportunity.
Well, and I've attended those.
Okay.
And this is, quite frankly, it's what we want to call the commandant's briefing,
yeah.
I think is what we call it. It is a little weird because it's not well attended at all. And I think maybe there are two reasons. One, they're not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they're fine with everything that's going on. And the only people who show up typically are the ones bitching and they're upset about something that has occurred. And they want to make sure that the commandant sees I'm upset about something.
Yeah.
I don't know, Bob, we've sat there a couple of times, and it's been very light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year, there wasn't anybody there to complain. They just showed up, and they had some positive things to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think our first year was our best, and it's gone downhill since.
Okay.
And I think it's a combination of everything you pointed out.
In the sense of attendance.
Yes, to include where they live. They just can't get here.
Yeah.
And frankly, a lot of them, they just don't care. They really don't.
Mm-hmm. That is a chunk of them. As long as their kids go in school, doing whatever, not staying out of their hair, they're not going to complain. I mean, there's some, you know, that's what they think at this point, you know, because I've struggled with getting volunteers at certain things, and you just don't. So, I mean, part of it is what communication method do our parents want?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want the text? Do they want the email? Do they want social media? What is it? I don't know that we know the secret sauce and how many we're reaching when we're emailing and texting and things like that. So, you know, again, social media, getting 24 shares to me on the post from last week was, I think, you know, to me a win. That's a start, jumping off point. How much more can we grow from that?
Our parent community tends to be centered around whatever their cadet is doing, whether it's a sport.
Mm-hmm. Drill, activity. Raiders.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's where you see them. If their kid's not involved, you don't see them involved in anything that's school, generally school related.
Agreed.
I think that's typical for any
school. Right.
And
I mean,
do you see that in the sports side with the football folks, with football mom and dads that come out totally engaged, not all of them, but a number of them very engaged in the football season, but as soon as that's done or they're done, their child's done, they're out, and we can't get a hold of them?
I get a handful of parents. I mean, I think just like anything, a handful of parents that are very hands-on. You know, out of my 55 kids, I probably have 7 or 8 parents that are very hands-on. Communicating-wise, donating their time or whatever.
Right.
And then the rest of them don't. I mean, I use Facebook I have a football Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I post things about physicals and workout, and I may get a share or two, maybe 5 likes. I mean, it's not very,
yeah,
very I mean, I do it mostly, you know, just to get that information out there, but I don't think it's very utilized.
Yeah. And certainly we have our page, and then there's the other, I'll call it the First State Parents page, that some parents, and so they share a lot of the things from First State, you know, I'll say, you know, regular page, so they do get more exposure to that as well, so that is kind of cross-pollinated.
Well, it's a sad indicator when we meet with all the parents multiple times about ECHO, and you can check your kids' grades in ECHO, and they come into meetings and I heard about it. They don't even check their grades. And that's something their son or daughter brings home every day, their Chromebook if they want it, or they got their own laptop to home, they got their phone now, you got the phone access. Yeah, it's just not there. It's not something that they're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, the good news is there's really nowhere to go, but
hopefully, yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sorry, keep going.
No, it's all right. So the approach I wanted to present about taking is identify at least 2 posts a month, because I don't think we want to go everything. I mean, I see the Facebook page. We put a lot out there, which I think is good content, but I'd say 2 posts a month where we tag other groups to get wider reach.
And all right, what do you mean by that?
There's other Facebook, you know, pages that we can link to that have other members, like, you know, Gellert Charter Networks and Department of Education, that will get additional reach as we post things about, again, the Naval honors and things like that. So that will naturally just happen and kind of, you know, spider web out.
Okay.
So we should, this is obviously a discussion, that we should focus on military, education, or community events and not the sporting events, just because I think the audience needs to see what makes FSMA just different from every other charter school or every other school. Certainly if we would win a championship on something, I think that would be something we would tout. And, so some examples, the Polar Bear Plunge, Induction Day, some of the New Tech Network Awards, even the quarterly character awards, Vet Fest, Raiders. I put the Raiders Marksmanship Drill Championships in there because I think those definitely do set us aside as opposed to the sporting ones. You know, Toys for Tot Drive, Marine Corps Ball, you know, the end of quarter formation runs, any Leo Club activities, you know, Reese Across America, anything where our cadets are out there, to me, doing community service is an opportunity. These are some additional Facebook pages that I would like to talk about following, so that when we link to them, we're immediately connected to their population. Education Network, Delaware Department of Education, and Delaware Charter Schools Network pages. We can tag them in various postings, and then we can add other groups as we want. But we start there.
Does the Marine Corps Reserve and or the Marine Corps League have a website, and do those guys post and all that kind of stuff? Do you have any sense?
The Marine Corps Reserve does. The Marine Corps Leagues, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The individual units, probably not, only because they tend to be small and they're mostly elderly these days. And that's not something they do. Headquarters of the Marine Corps League, yes.
And they have a... Looks like they have a. This is 887. They have a Facebook
possibly
page.
Possibly Navy League, Navy League, or even the American Legion or VFWs.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of opportunities there. I figure we'd start in these and figure out what how it's working, and then similar to that with Instagram, tag the following. Delaware Charters, Delaware Charter Schools Network, DE Charter Network, Department of Education, Delaware DOE. So these are things I've seen on other charter school Instagram posts. So we're just following suit.
Yeah, there's some schools that have a really significant presence and are very active and are very strategic with it. First State Montessori.
Yes.
It does a really great job. Yeah. One of them. But yeah. What do we have in place right now if we were to highlight a student in terms of liability and permissions from those kids to have that picture taken and put online?
Yes.
Do we have a process for that?
Yes,
already?
We do. Okay. And every student is given the opportunity, or family is given the opportunity, to sign the release or not sign the release.
I've never had one that has not signed it.
Correct.
So it's an opt-in. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I'm pretty certain that everybody is aware and covered, and so there's no liability on that side. The general scope of this conversation, right, is how we increase our presence on these multiple platforms, mm-hmm. and how we get the name out, right? That whole Naval Honor thing,
yeah.
Bob, is just a great, great thing.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a way of tooting our horn just a bit more on that, because it's really pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
So it's also in the Smyrna Clayton News, and I'm going to work with Reggie to get it hopefully in the Delaware State News, and so getting some traditional press as well.
Something like that, too, and I just know from other things, talking with Dave about different things that we can, I mean, even like WBOC, if we had some, is there like any like ceremony that they award these or anything? Is there any fanfare with it?
Not that one.
Maybe during induction day, depends upon who shows up, talk about when Pat gets in, but last year they sent me a plaque in the mail with a letter.
A lot of pomp and circumstance.
Here you go. I mean, one of the things that, and like I said, I'm just throwing out there from past talking with him, and he's done a lot with the PR work. Anything that has a photo attached to it gets more attention.
Yeah.
Yep, no question.
So even if you just get a plaque and a thing, have Pat give it to you. Let's get a picture of it. And then even like BOC or one of them. I mean, the greatest thing would be is if we could do something to entice BOC to come out and want to talk with somebody. You know, do a little short thing on a TV. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
And then you can post that on thing. You can put that on social media as well. So there's actually some little bit more of that. But that would be ideal too. So we need to look for all opportunities.
It's definitely it's the way that, I mean. The technology is, I mean, nobody does paper anymore. Everything is here. So whatever we have to do. And, you know, a lot of people probably really don't even understand when you're talking about linking these sites to our site and so forth. There's probably half of us here don't understand. But that being said, I mean, that's definitely the way everything happens today.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there are other opportunities for a larger social media reach to use some of the other influencers. So, you know, invite influencers, the Marine Corps League, Veterans Association, military personnel organizations to the school to observe events and such like, you know, maybe the afternoon formations, campus activities, even, you know, teacher team huddles, things like a day in the life type of thing, with the purpose to get them to generate and publish the content for their followers that then we would link to and attempt to get more reach. You know, especially when someone else is publishing it, it's even more powerful. It's not just coming from our source. We're getting that's going to be a little bit harder. But ideally, if we get one engagement a month where we could get somebody in, and, you know, induction day is a great opportunity. If we could get someone from WBOC to be here to kind of put it together and we could, you know, work with them, that would be awesome. But that would kind of be a little bit of a stretch goal to start doing and engaging those folks. Certainly resources, would probably need a photographer. I know Mr. Bates does a lot of stuff with the yearbook and there's different people who do it, but, Pat had mentioned Justin's last time we were in. If that is something that we could work with them, that would be awesome.
You're talking about the guys who do the class rings and the, yearbook and stuff.
I think it's the same organization. Scott, I'm not real familiar with it. I know that they kind of have this consortium where they come in and they'll just take over the school.
Right.
And they'll take pictures of all the events. They just kind of take it off your plate.
Right. And I know because that's no more Escudero, so I think that was kind of a, you know, contract. So that would be a great place to start, is just giving them a list of all the events we want them to cover. I don't know how much they would do outside the school at community events. We wanted them to photograph the polar bear plunge or something. So we would just need to understand what they would cover versus...
How do these guys make money? I mean, what kind of contract?
I think it's the packages. I think that's what Pat said before, was the packages make them a lot of money.
I think that's correct. I'll have to relay my answer to the Urias. I'm not sure.
All right. I'm sorry. So Jocelyn's is an opportunity to essentially set up a third party who comes in and they're the ones clicking, taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Do they actually do all the posting?
No. I don't think they would. So I just wanted to have a dedicated photo person, just because I know the resources are, I think they're stretched with all the sporting events that are going on, and they try to get to all of them to get them and yearbook and post it out there, that I think this would be additional, especially if we don't focus on sporting events, that we would possibly need. So, and we may not. I, you know, just would want to put it as in, you know, as a possibility.
Yep.
And then we possibly need the content for the posts. I know Mr. Bates does some of the press releases. He's pretty active with that. I don't know how much again. If we're only looking at twice a month, it may not be. But certainly we want to make sure the tone is right for what we want to put out there, and it's working accurately. So, I know Ms. Patty helps him a lot with the Facebook stuff. So if that's what we need, then that's what we need.
A lot of stuff here. What?
I'm going to make my last sales pitch, and is as we do get more awareness, we need to look at the website design and possibly get some cleanup. There's some old links in there, some old data. So as we get ideally more action, we probably need to just do a cleanup, design work.
Who takes care of the website now?
Does anybody?
Primarily Patty, and Patty through me. She'll let me know. Hey, this is old, and we'll go in and I'll direct her, but she kind of does it. Pat'll do some on his side, so yeah, that's the reason it's a little behind, slow sometimes.
Staff picture.
There's been surveys done about it. The first time somebody clicks something that's old or not a good link, they're like done.
You can't have more than three links. If you look at this now, unfortunately, what they call below the fold, it's great. The visuals are gorgeous, but you don't see any content below, the picture. So I think you just need to kind of look at, picture from 2017.
Right. I know that some of the sports photos are out of date.
Yeah. Will need to be done as more exposure is given to the school and people start driving to the website. Make sure it's clean.
Is there any way we did there was a video, if you remember, there are two videos. One,
the formation.
There was a video. Well, I can tell you on our site, we got two of our seniors who talk about what First State means for them. They just graduated last year. So we ought to have two new cadets who are sophomores or something to tell us what it means to be a First State Military Academy cadet. That's outdated on our site. In fact, I would probably recommend you just go ahead and take that down. But remember when your son did the Welcome to First State from last year's summer, that we probably ought to do one this year. I don't know if any video was taken of this orientation as opposed to last year.
We did. It didn't go so well.
Okay.
Different team, different kids, different understanding. They played the video, but it fell off at the end, and they never finished, and it was a disappointment.
All right. No worries, but that certainly is dated. Sports photos, sports albums are out, and they're kind of dated. Is there an opportunity? I think Catherine did this, and Pat, looking at you. Was not Catherine the one that set up the slow motion? Well, not the slow motion, the camera that took the pictures that showed the growth of the school over the last number of years and how the school grew, and it was time-lapse, I think is the right word for it. Did she do that?
Yeah, I think so. She did all her photos. So.
All right. That might be another great little project for Bates and the Leo guys, is do a new time-lapse, because we were even bigger than we were last year. And again, showing that progression, I always think that's and it was only a minute and 30 or 2:10 or something. And I think it even had a music background to it, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so what do you want to prioritize, or what do you think ought to be the first steps in this?
I mean, I think it's easy to get, the Facebook pages, joined and liked, and that's pretty much an easy get. And then, again, making sure that as we post Instagram, we're using these other hashtags. I think, Induction Day is the next first big thing that we should look to get some broader presence on, and, kind of figure out how, and I'm assuming Dan usually does a press release on it as well. I don't know who our speaker is, but if they have any connections that we should then link to and like and move out, we need to kind of get on those.
Well, let me talk about that. Have you gotten any confirmed back from the two-star?
No, other than what I sent to you last week is that he wants to be here.
Right.
And, don't know.
Okay. We are supposed to have a two-star Marine general that will be the speaker. Pretty nifty, but who knows?
Okay.
The plan B is one of our friends from the Guard.
Okay.
Glenn will set up.
Okay.
All right. For the posting and all that, I mean, how do we, who does that? And because ultimately somebody has to write. Somebody's got to manipulate the information. It's got to be written. It's got to be taken.
Yeah. And I don't know your process today. If Patty writes it and runs it by you, I mean, we don't need to get too involved in this. We just want to make sure it has the right tagging. Start with that. I don't know how things get put on the Facebook page. Does she run it by you, or she just, you say put it on there and it goes, or?
No, she runs it by me. But when, as far as the technical side of how she posts it, where she posts it, tags it, whatever, I don't have a clue. Okay, I'm just being honest.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe it's sort of a first test. Why don't we try induction day?
Yeah.
And see if we can coordinate a little bit between the boards of site, you, Leslie, and Miss Patty.
Yep, and I'll get with Mr. Bates as well. I mean, he normally, I'm sure, does a press release on probably induction day. Yes. We probably can use that. I mean, that's easy. That's what we did with the Naval Academy. So that's awesome. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no
problem. That was pretty good. Additional questions, comments, thoughts, guys?
And then I don't know, and I'd say I'll just look for the two opportunities a month. If anyone, you know, has other ones, or if you guys, you know, comment on or Colonel, if there are other ones that are coming up that I don't know about, let me know. And we can kind of take opportunities for there to spread right. larger.
So the beta will be induction day.
Yep.
And you're going to help them get the right tag.
Yes. Yes.
Earlier, what they really do, you had an organization you wanted to run in, come in, contract it, eventually the school, and just kind of turn it over to them.
Life Touch.
Is it Life Touch? Okay, thank you.
Okay. They were just asking about more detail, how does that work, the contract, they cover all our events, the pictures come to us, and they all make post them, those kinds of things.
And then we have to exchange who does our student photography then. That's part of the package. They want the whole package deal. That's how they make money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it then impacts the Leo Club and the kids who are in that side of the house, or our cadets that are doing that work, they're out and they won't be able to do any of that?
No, as for their photography, they wouldn't have to go. I would be using them from the very beginning. So they've been really good to us. So I would just, you know.
Okay. I absolutely get the sensitivity there.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that they would want the student photographs, and that's something they do.
Okay.
Would they be willing to do the other part?
I don't think they have the people power to do it.
Yeah, if their big money maker is the packages, then that's probably what they want.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like we stay where we are.
Yep.
I get it. Makes sense. All right. Any other comments or questions, references? Thank you, Leslie. I think that was very helpful. And I think if we get lucky and we actually get a couple of posts a month and maybe just clean up our websites and get some new content, that'll be pretty hip. At least a start. All right. Facilities. Kev, what do we got?
I'll just go down the list. The signs are actually in the back of my vehicle right now.
Oh, really? The new ones?
Yeah, the new ones. They put them on, or they were put on with pins last time, so I just have to come up and drill the buildings and put the pins in and glue them on.
All right.
So might even do it this Sunday, because nobody's here on Sunday. We'll just come up and glue them on.
I apologize on those daggone.
She said that you owe her one, so.
You know the signs, the pieces of plastic and all that sort of stuff? They asked for them back.
Oh, all the samples?
Yes, all the samples. And he goes, where are all the samples? Can't signs want them back? Well, first, they've been riding in my trunks for months and months, and I took them out over my parents because I can't remember why. Had to take them out, so I stuck them in the garage, and he says, where are the signs? I call up, I go over, and my father, who's not quite totally with us sometimes, oh, yeah, I had pieces of plastic. I threw that crap out. Oh. Threw them in the recycling weeks ago. Nobody said they were supposed to save them. Bob, tough luck. And that's where the signs end up.
So they at least went to recycle.
Yes, they did. They did make it to recycling, not the landfill.
On the football field maintenance stuff, as anybody drives in, you can obviously tell where the fertilization happens and all that because the coloration's way different. It's getting thicker and thicker, and we're entering the growing season right now. During the summer is not nearly what we're going to get in September and October. So
because of the cooler weather.
Oh, it's going to take off.
Yeah. Do we have how are we doing on? There was something new. It's not chickweed. What was it? We had some weed infiltration and something like that. And I assume
nut edge.
What?
Nut edge.
No, nuts edge.
Nuts edge is hard to kill.
It was in it. After a while, it looks like regular grass.
Right. But in the intern, it spurts up higher than the rest of it.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that is. That's the long-bladed stuff.
It kind of
stuff.
Looks like grass, but when it's cut, it's fine. But usually 2 days after you cut, it takes off. So there are a few things that she can do for next year to help with that.
Okay.
Which normally is additional because she charges me additional for it. But it's hard to get rid of.
All right. And seed? I know you guys got the right mix. Did we ever, we threw some down, decided not to put any more down because it didn't take, but do we have any of that seed still in our possession that you guys bought or that mix yet?
Should.
They only bought a 50-pound bag.
Oh, okay.
They know they have to do it, so.
Okay. All right.
We get it just let them know to get a hold of me when they're ready because I'll come out and we'll plant it. Don't spread it on the top.
So you're talking about an aerator or a plugger?
I have a seed receiver. So
okay.
Put it in, overseeder, yeah. So don't broadcast it because it's wasting the money.
All right.
Last home game is November the 2nd.
I don't see a problem doing it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the ground's still warm.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll grow.
Okay. That's good to know. Wonderful.
I will defer to Reggie for the E.P. Henry project, and I'll go over these last two things here first. The dirt stockpile, I did read through all of the language back and forth. I'm not clear, did that grant cover the $1,500 testing, or is that the rest of the testing?
All right.
I mean, is it more than that total, or?
Well, so Mike Vanderslay says that there should be no cost to us to get whatever soil we're stripping off, or those guys are stripping off for there, to bring here to be tested.
Okay.
He says there is enough money left in the brownfields account, if you will, for testing of soil that's brought on.
Okay.
Now, what was interesting was that when we peeled off all the soil over here, it was already on our site. So that's why it didn't have to get...
Right, it was already ours, yeah.
And that's why it didn't have to get tested for moving it from there to put on the field. Right. But because that is sitting over there, okay.
That's a good idea to get it tested. I don't disagree, and especially if it doesn't cost anything to us.
It shouldn't.
That definitely is.
Here's the coordination. Us, do not know where they are stripping the soil off of. And it's going to get close that Larry's got to tell us where, or they have to tell us where they're stripping the soil so that EA knows where to walk to punch the holes in the ground to take the samples.
Okay.
And we got to do that before the pans start showing up and stripping off tons of soil and driving over however they're putting it on our side of the line. So do you have any sense from Larry about where that project is, Pat?
Yeah, Scott, we've been, like,
I know
what the horse is this week, so I haven't even seen Larry the last 2 days.
If they haven't put silt fence up or anything,
that's true.
They're not near.
Yeah.
They're not near yet. So
I agree because they haven't put any fence up.
Yeah, that all that will be in place before they bring any equipment.
All right. So warning sign: silt fence is up. We know they're close.
Yeah, they're close. On the farmhouse roof.
Yep.
What I did is I use an online program when I price roofs through my own company, and I went on there and got the roof evaluation for the building next door, and the building ended up being about 33 square shingles, so 3,300 square feet. I, under the assumption there's only one layer on, then putting the new on, along with all the accessories necessary and dump fees and everything, and just managing it through the board. We would hire the subcontractors that I would normally use only because they're easy and we already know the pricing.
Yep.
And we'd be right at $11,000 to put a roof on it.
Okay. So and
that's right at cost. Right. What it actually is.
That's for this one here?
Yeah, for farmhouse.
Is it the only thing that I will say that if you get any of your employees or our employees to go up on that roof, it's a major liability. Workman's comp and all that, because they're probably not rated in the category for that kind of things.
Yes.
Even in our business, our category is through the roof because we go on roofs. And if you're not in that category, you get yourself in a pickle real quick.
Yeah, so, that's... Pat, you know what he's referring to?
Keep Larry off the roof.
Yeah. Well, what he's saying is that, we can't have Larry do the work because
he can do groundwork. He could use a forklift, lift shingles up to the roof, whatever. But physically being on the roof is not what.
Right.
I'm not saying I don't know what our policy looks like. I haven't read our workman's comp policy, but he's probably his general labor, groundskeep, probably at $6 or $7 a hundred.
Yep.
Where roofers are $22.
Yes, they are.
There's a big difference.
Yep. Big difference. All right. When was, so two questions. First is, do we know how bad the water infiltration is or how bad it is in there that if we didn't do the roof in the next 2 months, 3 months, or we try to get through the winter season one more time, how much damage would result?
I'll find out for you.
Because I know we've got water infiltration.
Let me know or have Larry just call me, because if we only have a couple spots that need patching, I'll just send somebody up and patch them. If it's only a couple patches, to get us through.
Right. So that then leads us to the next question about what do we want to do with the building? And to some extent, it's an asset, but it's also a liability because it's sitting there. It's not being used. It's deteriorating. And if we don't take action and we let it go, and it is an $11,000 job, before you know it, everything's shot and the reno job is not whatever it is. It's, another $20,000 or $30,000 because everything's rotten. And we can't even save the roof.
That's the most important part. Keep it dry inside. The rest of it will last. It'll stay.
So one of the things we had talked about, Pat, is what would you want to do with the building? If we were to go out and raise some money, I don't know, $150,000, $225,000, and I will tell you, I asked Dave McGuigan to run his numbers again. I think he did it once, and we were around the two-something range. But that included putting in...
Those were offices.
Yeah, there were offices. There was a locker room downstairs. I mean, that was a fit-out. Included in that number was a fit-out. So, I'm sort of looking at you two guys to say, again, if we had the money, what are we going to use it for?
I don't know. We can't find an answer to that question. Yeah, I would say if we were going to do anything with it, then I would just, the roof, because the windows would be replaced. And then inside, put the drywall up, paint it, tile down, new ceiling, and just leave it open space so that then if we decide we can move in, we have flexibility.
And at bare minimum, that gives you a lot of storage area too.
Correct.
At that point. So,
but that's the only thing. So you're going to raise money for $200,000 for right now for storage area, maybe a changing room for football, lacrosse, and stuff like that.
Does that make sense? I mean, is that a good utilization? What are the things? What do we want to use it for? Choir? Do we want to use it?
Well, pick it up for a gym, for a workout, for
yeah.
Weight room? I mean, not gym, a weight room.
The weight room's still downstairs, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
In Drexel. I don't know.
I think you need to just try and freeze it in time until we figure that out. Because I think to try and do any of it, I agree with what you're saying. We got to protect it from the elements. But as far as doing anything else on the inside or any of it, until we know what we're doing, we might be redoing it.
Right.
Even as simple as drywall. We put drywall up, and then we decide to change the walls and move things around. We're going to be tearing out stuff that we did. So.
Well, I mentioned just the outer walls for drywall. Right.
He's just talking about making it one big envelope. What about...
Well, it can't be one big envelope.
Why, is there load bearing in the center?
There's a big cement wall in the middle.
Yeah, some cement wall is on the middle.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because there's two doors going in, so you have, like...
Fire separation for the two.
I forgot about that.
Now, are we going to be eligible still for, like, the Long Acre grant stuff where we got funding for buildings? I mean,
When does that come up, Jim? That's not till... It's next year. It's 20.
Next year. Okay.
It's 20 at the earliest.
So we won't be able to apply for
this other building. It would be a good place to get...
It might be 21. I don't remember. It's 2 years or 3 years. We got it in 18.
Yeah, so
maybe 3 years.
I think it's 3 years. So okay. we don't get to go back to
long one
till 21.
Yep.
So whatever we do, we'd have to go out to the market and raise some money. Here's another question. Well, let me go back. Clearly, we've got to assess to make sure that will it hold through the winter or not. And if it doesn't hold through the winter, we've got a price tag at about $11,000. So let's call it 15, and we got to put a roof on it.
Okay.
All right. I think we could probably raise 15. I think we could probably do a little mini campaign and raise 15 from folks, lists and stuff like that, just to kind of put a roof on it, so to speak. But... all right, so if you'll get with Larry, see what kind of intrusion we've got, and whether you guys think, and Kev, I don't know whether you want to walk to a walk around over
absolutely.
There.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and that's what I said. Larry, he'll call me, and he lives down the street from me anyways, but I can meet up here with him and get into the building and look at it.
All right, if you would, why don't you do a walk around with Larry, and let's determine whether we need to do a roof or not.
Oh, it definitely needs it. It's just
question,
a matter of how
when?
Long we can go.
When?
When, yeah.
Is patches sufficient to start with for 3 or 6 months or 9 months?
We don't want tarps.
Yeah, no.
No
tarps. No blue tarps. No blue.
Because the other thing is you got to look if it's going to actually hold for more than just the winter, because then you run into the wet spring.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, may not be as damaging as that.
Believe it or not, that roof.
Yes, that I know.
It's not amazing.
Yeah, no dormers. It's really fast. I know. I've seen roofers go, and it's like those guys are energizing bunnies. All right. Anything else you want to talk about on farmhouse?
No.
All
right. Are we good with classroom spot?
Yeah, that's tight.
I know
we are right now.
Our numbers are higher. I know we haven't dug into that one, but Scott was saying our numbers are higher. How did this restructuring go over here?
Yeah, it went well.
Good.
I think we need, between Pat and Colonel, can you guys come up with what are we going to do with it? And I don't really know what our end game is on student count. Are we going to need more classrooms? I kind of like, well.
Right.
Yeah, it could come to that, but, looking at it, what we're going to need is, basically, we're, so, We don't have big areas.
And it's separated. That makes it more difficult.
It's way out there in the flank. But, I mean, we need, you know, if you say 225, I say, you know what, I'll take another Quonset. Or
because of the volume of the space, yeah.
Pull the, it's just so much more we can do with it than that. That doesn't give me anything right now, because like we don't want to send our kids out there to class. So now it becomes changing room / exercise room / storage room / maintenance shed or down the basement and all those things in. And okay, we kind of have those things now. It's not ideal what we have now, but we have those things. Whereas we got to think about what we don't have, and we don't have large indoor space.
Well, we know we need a gym. We need a regular sized gym, not, you know, monster.
So do we want to even consider just getting rid of that building? Is it more of a liability than it's worth?
Oh, well, you know, I hadn't, quite frankly, that didn't even enter my mind until you just said demoing it and expanding the parking lot. Now, the issue, of course, is it's got a basement. So it's got to be filled. We've got a little grading and all that kind of crap to extend the parking lot.
And being a lot of the masonry, you're probably, you'd be $15,000-$16,000 to tear it down, probably.
Really?
And all, yeah, it's the hauling part's expensive, unless we can get somewhere local to take all the
basement
busted masonry, bricks and all that, because it's expensive. The wood part, not as much, but. We used to be able to dump it out of Fort Mahon in the water.
Right. To extend it.
You guys probably did too. I mean,
I've never heard of that.
If it was.
You never heard of that?
No.
My company didn't.
No. Now, blacktop, you can't, but they took bricks and concrete. Actually, a company did. And they were building bulkheads. And you're like,
yeah.
But even that, we didn't, like, Coker. I know for years Coker took everything for free.
He did.
But bricks now he doesn't, because Dell Dot come in and they're trying to make them separate stuff. So now he does charge for it. But there might be something that can be done with that too to help out.
Did he move? All right. Back
especially because we're challenged with parking lots with the field now. That would be good.
Horse Pond base, right?
Horse Pond base.
I think so. Horse Pond. Oh, shoot, I thought he moved.
And he bought all the land behind him. Getting ready to bring in another concrete company.
At least the concrete we can get rid of.
Yeah, all the concrete.
His hauling expenses is it, then, because we can take that to him.
But that might be an option, too, because, like I said, it might be. We really don't have a use for it, and I can see what Pat is saying. Yeah. I mean, it's all out there by itself.
And we do need parking.
Without being parked on the field.
That same money might be for, like he said, another big open building.
Boy. I'd hate to go out to our friends and say, "Hey, I need $15,000 or $20,000 to pull some,
tear a building down."
And everybody goes, "You guys keep telling us you need money to build."
Well, you don't advertise that. You build it into the cost, and then you advertise it as a parking lot for the school,
right?
Yes.
Because parking is a
ongoing.
Oh, it's just awful.
Yep.
It's an awful challenge. I think PCA is getting tired of hearing from us.
Why? Because we park up there?
Yeah. We park up there often.
Oh, do
sometimes
we?
Parents park up there without even telling us. They just go up there and walk down.
Oh. Where's that? What are you talking about?
PCA. Yeah.
The bus line. School behind us.
They put a big sign in the bus lot about only parking for buses last year.
I know we've had folks parking their bus lot.
They're receptive, but it's starting to
wear thin.
It's mission creep. It's starting to more and more. You know, so it's got to be careful.
I agree. That's what you do. We approach that as we need money for a parking lot.
Right.
The dollars in that money.
That's right.
But because from what I'm hearing, because if they had a plan for something really useful for that to be, they'd be telling us. And I just think because it's so separated from everything else, and they need a big open building. That's never going to be it because it's got the concrete firewall. It might be money better spent to tear it down.
And a couple of years ago, we were talking about moving the administration section down there.
Yep.
And I think that's, you know, the...
No, Pat don't want to be separated in off the main hall.
It's its own challenge during the day, just the fact that you're physically separated.
Right.
Sometimes you need those face-to-face, and it just doesn't work.
What, and so, do you think there's any possibility of using it for sports or... I mean, I'd hate to... You're right, to spend, you know, $100,000 for storage, and it ends up becoming another dumping spot for Larry, so to speak. I don't know if that's appropriate. But if it is appropriate, you think the sports side can use it, it might be worth spending the money.
I've only been in one side of it. So the left side is where we stored a lot of the, like, stuff in the football field, the yard markers and that kind of stuff. So I've been in that side of it. You know, could it be a locker room? Sure. But I think they got the same. You want to spend that much money to be used four times a year in the fall and five times in spring for lacrosse games? And that's a lot of money to be used 10 times, I think.
Because if you eventually build the stadium or even have the gymnasium, you'll have your locker rooms there.
Yeah, so I just don't know if the use is worth the money.
All right.
We'll get a price and see what it costs.
Yeah, I'll call down the back ones and get a price, see what they charge to take it down.
All right, so I think we're moving in two directions. First is we want to evaluate to see if it'll hold. As we haven't made a decision yet to tear it down. Kevin's going to pursue a demo of the entire building. Would they also be able to do a general cost on extending the parking lot out? Did they do that?
They demo. They would fill if we had the dirt there. They would, because they'll have excavators, they would fill it, but then they don't do parking lot work. But if it was just filled, then we can, you know, get a regular,
yep,
something done with it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pursue that.
We can still get a price on that.
Absolutely.
On a square foot price and put it all together as one package. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if he gets a demo of
15
and we get a
20
a
for
price
paving.
To do that many square feet of parking lot out there with a 4-inch or 8-inch base is going to be
right.
15, and okay, it's $30,000 to tear it down and put a parking lot in. Just put it all together as one package to give us a real true, one, a true cost, and two,
mm-hmm,
then we can approach
right.
it that way.
Thoughts? All right, let's pursue it. I think that's not a bad idea, Reg. Okay. All right, anything else, Kev?
No, I think that's
all right, wonderful. Reg, to you.
I really don't have much more. I dropped the ball on getting Henry's logo so he can get the banner made. I have a call in to Eric, told him that we're ready to start getting shipments. He told me they were all in stock, so I'm waiting to hear back from him. And like I said, the only other thing is I've got some feelers out. We need about 300 ton of stone for the base of this for a long time.
How much?
About 300 ton.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like
we've got to put a 6-inch base under it, and it's got to go out 8 inches beyond each side of the sidewalk, so it's a substantial amount of stone, but I'm working on trying to find somebody that's willing to help us out with that one also. That's not done yet. And I did talk to Jason from the Brick Doctor already. We're going to get you two guys together. And we're going to try and devise a plan that we can give to Pat and say, look, this is how we're going to break it up into sections. What do you want us to do first? And you give us some guidance on that, and then we let these guys figure out.
Phase it out.
Right?
Yep.
So
all right.
Get it done.
Now,
that's
do you have an avenue for stone, or
I'm talking to a few people, but
okay.
I haven't gotten
maybe
any
crushed concrete even. If
that's
it varies because
that's doable. It's
yeah. That's up to 30,000 in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
really.
Yeah. That's a lot. 300 tons is $30 delivered. So I mean it's a lot of money.
It sounds like a lot of money.
So is a lot of it. So,
all
right. We overcame the first two obstacles.
We'll get this
one.
We
got one more obstacle.
Cozer's down here, too. too. We could probably haul crushed concrete out of it as long as it was halfway clean and probably get it for half that at least for the base.
All right.
It, as a substitute.
Right.
We can't get crush and run's the best because it's perfect.
Understood. All right. Anything else?
That's all I have this month on that.
Did you happen to talk to Scott Landcracker?
I did. I talked to him, and he's a very busy man now. Apparently, they gave him another store.
Okay.
And he's split between the two now. But they had their one machine was down, and I gave him the weights, and then the other machine they had couldn't lift those pallets. And the other machine that they have is a big one, but it's tied up in the middle of an engine change. So we're not ready yet.
Okay.
So they're using it as a like an engine puller hoist. But they're bigger machines. But he's perfectly amenable to helping us helping us out.
Wonderful.
We just have to schedule with him. He gave me the name and number of his shop manager to coordinate with.
Good, thank you.
So that'll take care of that too.
All right, super. All right, anything else there?
That's it.
Wonderful. Let's go back. Pat, we got to do finance. First off, cadet okay? Everybody good and taken care of? Or do you got to jump up again?
Yes, I'm going to have to jump up here. So let's go ahead and everything.
All right, so where are we? Let's do finance report. It should be the narrative and web report. Is that it? Oh, I do not have the comment on this report.
It's coming right.
Okay.
Sorry.
You need a few more fingers. No, I do not.
Okay.
I mean, I have soft copy, but not hard copy. And since I'm making notes. All right. Go ahead, Pat. I think we're at finance first and then commandant's report.
Okay. Month ending July is 8.33% through fiscal year. These financial reports are based on preliminary fiscal year 20 budget. Revenues, of course, 85% of our state funding preload in an amount of $3,186,000. As based on our May 1st count, was 440 students. So we are right now sitting at 455. We received 90% of our tech block grant and educational sustainment fund. Local funds from school districts are estimated at $1,009,610. This calculation is based on the ratio to enrollment from last year, so it's not an exact science. Including in our revenue is local funds carryover, which is $645,000. Expenditures, we have new account codes, so that's kind of affected us a little bit, but we're overcoming it because things changed. Salaries are trending trending low as the staff step increases, and the newly hired staff won't hit the budget until the second pay in September. Mm-hmm. So, do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, that's why it has.
Everybody got that? Okay.
Okay. Federal, we have a total of $73,229 federal dollars carried over from fiscal year 19. So some of that I just got to notice is we have to use quickly. It's from fiscal year 18. We still have
So I can remember having this conversation with Woody about the federal grants, and I can remember actually asking that question: do we still have time on some of these? And he said, yes, we did. So when you say we have to spend them quickly, what does that mean?
Well, we still have some from fiscal year 18, not much.
Okay.
We have to use that. So I'm going to take a look at that. And then I want to finish out 19 because we still have money fiscal year 19 that I was going over with them. I'm talking $50,000, $60,000 that here's where it's a positive for us.
Right.
Because we will use it. It's one of its IBA to pay one of our salaries of our staff members because that's what we got for last year. So therefore, you know, his salary, of course, comes out of our state and local budget.
All right. That's obviously a positive.
Correct.
All right. So back to how much money is sitting on the 18 federal side that has to be spent by when? Do you know?
I'll have to get you back on that. I didn't have time to look it up.
Okay. In round, I mean, do you have any sense in round numbers? Is it's not high? It's not like $50,000, is it?
No, it's we're talking
like eight, ten.
Correct.
It's okay. Good. Now, do we have to spend it by 1 September?
September 30.
Okay, so we got about a month.
Because you get 15 months when you get it. So.
Okay. All right. Got it.
So we will be receiving more federal dollars once the fiscal year 20 LEA consolidated grant is approved. Just by the way, I initially submitted it August 8th. I have to make some corrections to it and then get on there and then we'll get it back. They just sent it back to me last week. Federal revenues are recognized as income when we encumber or expend them. Outlook, as of 8/26, our unit count is 455. The May unit count was based on 454. I got to check on that because I could have swore I signed a lower document.
You
said 440 up on top. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
I have to look at it because, I remember signing and submitting into the state, and I know it wasn't 454.
No. I can tell you what, because we only ran numbers on 440, 450,
right.
And 460, and I think it was around 440 or somewhere around there.
Because we were thinking that's what we were going to come in as, and we were actually worried coming in at 422.
That's right. All right, so, yes, I think you owe him a beer again, by the way.
This is my first loss.
All right.
Last year, I've been on it. He
picked it this time. So what is our end strength at the moment?
We're at 455 with
maybe six.
456.
Maybe.
Okay. That's pretty good.
We still have a few more people have contacted us.
Really?
Well, we signed somebody today, too.
Really?
So, I mean, it's happened.
Yeah.
Are these just like new move-ins or new area? Okay.
I guess in most cases right now they are.
They are. They're moving. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The one we signed yesterday just moved in, and the one today, he's from up north. Okay. I think he just came in from he's overseas, a foreign student.
Really?
Okay. Just came from Africa, yes.
Wow.
Do you know how they heard about us, the one from the north?
The communities that we're involved with and the churches.
Great.
You know, they pass the word amongst
awesome.
One another.
Good. They're
looking for options.
Yep. Good. All right.
We should see higher than projected revenue and funding from local districts as we have more students from higher revenue districts this year.
Where are the bulk of our cadets coming from this time? Appo, north. Up north?
Appo, Christina, Colonial.
Okay.
We're starting to get some.
Colonial?
Correct.
Really? Okay. Cool.
So if you look at the web report, and see where we stand. And these are estimates right now.
Yep. We'll get a better
sight picture on after September 30.
Right. Because, yeah. Right, we got two things that start happening in the fall. First is ebb and flow of cadets get to September 30th count. That freezes and puts in place the number of cadets we'll have. And then we don't finally book our budget until January. So this is a preliminary draft budget, and then we finally book it after all the monies are in from the districts and all that sort of stuff come January. I'm sorry, Pat, any highlights on the web report?
No, I don't have. Does anybody have any questions?
Let me take a look real quick.
So
the education services is what, new tech for the prepayment?
Yeah, $39,800 is this year's payment.
Okay, which wasn't made, but you, okay, and then the 55 of encumbrance on other expenses, anything big there?
I asked that question. And I said, what's other expenses? And he said, everything is not 1 through 8.
The other.
Thank you. I kind of figured that. But I was wondering if there was anything big, a specific bill that was big that represented a book. Okay.
We're not putting our Chromebooks into a federal grant this year.
Right, because of the other stuff that you talked about last month.
Correct. Yeah. Because if we decide that we want to pass them along,
right,
the cadets, we can do that.
Under mortgage, that 415 should be the $190 plus the monthly.
9 months.
Nine months of the monthly,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And that's the number that comes out, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Ballpark, it's 10 months at 225 is 250 plus 190 is 440.
Yep.
One less 1 month is 415.
By the way, Jim, that I approved that, so hopefully you get that check soon.
Earl sent me the note saying that for the principal, the interest only, yes, I'm going to stop by tomorrow to pick it up, is what he told me, it'll be ready. So you just need to figure out if there's a better way of getting it into the account versus running to get it every month, but that's, that's the least of the problems.
All right, cool. Guys, anything else on web report as presented? All right, this is a motion item. Do I have a motion to approve
motion.
The web report? I've got a motion. Do I have a second? Got a second. Discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? No. Thank you. All right, web report has been passed. Wonderful. Finance report was done. All right. Pat, Commandant's report.
So as I stated, we are at 455 right now. That's 33 units. And I just gave you a comparison where we were at last year. So we had 436 with 28.77 units. So that's, when they're basing our funding off of, last year, even though we're only adding 19 more students, there's a huge increase in units.
Which impacts funding.
Correct.
And all that kind of stuff, right? As
correct.
You move up in units, you get assistant principal stuff, you get additional nurse, not saying that we are, but what happens is, as you increase in these units, the schools get larger, and the state says, well, if you got a larger school, that means now you should have an associate principal, you should have not one nurse but two nurses, you need to have X number of driver's ed, I think. I mean, there are all kinds of little things that happen when you increase your unit count.
Okay, so as you know, and those of you that met our new staff members on the first day, final appointments were Amy Thawning, ZLA 9, Wendy Reed Ridgway. She came to us with paraprofessionals. She's actually was a teacher at Capital for 20 years.
Right.
So she told me today she feels like she's in Disney World.
she was so happy. She was so happy that first day.
Yeah.
She just glowing.
You, she does seem to be pretty happy.
Right. So she says she really likes it. Colonel and I were like, wow, this is kind of tiring. She's like, seriously.
Really? Nice.
Oh, funny. And then, of course, Kayla McWilliams. She's actually still down in the office getting stuff ready for work tomorrow.
All right.
So she replaced Laura Glacken, who resigned before or after, right after our last meeting.
All right. Do we have to approve all
yes.
these hires? Okay. Do we need to go into executive session? Is there anything else you want to talk about as it relates to these three?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Very well, guys. Do I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters and hiring?
Motion.
All right. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Seeing none. Passed. Please show we're out at
18:55.
Thank you.